How are y'all doing?
Yes, praise God. I figured out how to do this. Can you hear us?
Good.
How about you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm Patty. This is Ralph. We know a number of you. We've been coming up here. We're good friends with Brother Todd and Lewis, and I and Patty have known each other for 20 years. The problem is we never actually met until about a year ago up here. We just knew each other from afar. And many of our friends are here. Thank you for coming tonight. We miss our brother Todd. We have been in South Africa where he's going, into Durban and some of the townships there. It's a lovely, lovely place, wonderful people. And we're so charged up, excited about what God's going to do in and through Todd while he's there. So I know he thanks us for the prayer. Patty and I, just a quick, try to keep this very short. Patty and I have been believers. We were in Alabama for many years as young people. We got married and God called us to South Carolina because of a job. But actually, we would have never met the Lord had we stayed in our Presbyterian church, the little tiny church, never preached the gospel, but wonderful folks. We probably would have never known the Lord in a real way until we came to South Carolina. So through a job interview, we ended up in South Carolina. How many years ago?
In 72.
72. It's a long time ago. Patty and I will be married November, 55 years. And so we're excited about that. And we've had the pleasure of being involved in ministry of various kinds through various churches. We actually pastored our own church in Blythewood for a season. We've known Kathy and Charles Haynes here on the front row way too. They don't want us to admit how long we've known them, but we've known them since they were way, way, way much younger than they are now. And same with us. And it's just great to be with you and for Brother Todd to give us the opportunity. It's a real blessing. So you want to share anything on your heart?
No, we just hope that you're refreshed tonight. We hope that you have ears to hear what God wants to say.
Amen. Amen. We don't want to teach. Patty may sit down and talk. She can stand for a while, but with a little bit of a back issue she's got, she might sit down. So please just receive it from... We don't want to teach as much as we want to just share what I feel like the Lord was wanting us to share. Dallas Woodward, in his book, Renovation of the Heart, lays out the basic pattern for personal change or growth. This has something to do with what we're going to say, but it would be down the road. But I love this quote. He basically says, the pattern for personal change, how many of you are willing to be changed? You know, Patty's and my marriage statement that has held our marriage together for all of these years is out of Philippians 2, verse 3 through 5. And it says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, intent on one purpose. Do nothing out of selfishness or empty conceit, but you with humility regard the other person's interests as more important than your own. When you're regarding someone else's interests, guess what? It's changing you. When you live a life where you want to make sure the other person's interest is met, that's a way that God just continually changes you. So I really like that just quick word from Dallas Woodward. How do you change? Have a vision to change, have an intention, and then have some means by doing it. So hopefully what we share tonight may bring us into that area. Revival, awakening, renewal, and refreshing. I asked Todd, what is the purpose of the gathering? Some of you just come, and the wonderful time we have together. He said, to recognize Jesus as the head of the church, yield to his leadership, not man's leadership, equip and raise the body and to feed ministers. So when he said, shared that with me, I said, okay, how many ministers are in the room tonight? How many of you are ministers? How many of you are ministers? You know what the Bible says. Some group called apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are to equip the church for the work of the ministry. So how many ministers are there in the room? We're all ministers. We're all ministers, no matter where you are in life, no matter what your calling, no matter what your gifting is. But in this context, just so Patty and I understand, how many of you would say that you feel that you have a particular gift that God likes to operate in your life? Is there sort of like you just seem to move in those directions? Some of you might not sense that yet. Maybe it's okay. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So hopefully as we share, God will begin to do what we believe that the Lord wants us to do. The gifts implanted in you by Father God and myself that are quickened in you and me by the Holy Spirit are used oftentimes to equip others. You may not see yourself as an equipper. Patty and I probably have spent most of our ministry in the position of equipping others, not so much out there doing it. It's like we're helping equip those and then fan the flame and then encourage them to go out into the field. And so we have the blessing of that. I used to run in high school. I was a long distance runner, and I was also a relay person. And one of the things that I learned was breath, breathing, how to breathe when you're running. Have you ever heard of spiritual breathing? Has that word ever come across your dashboard, spiritual breathing? You see, we all need to understand, at times, we need that understanding, we need that sense of spiritual breathing. When things are maybe going unlike you expected, it was like when I was running, my coach, I'll tell you, Mike, if you ever watch somebody running long distance like this, they're doing it wrong. They should run like this. He said, you don't tighten up your muscles to run. I said, Ralph, you've got to be limber. And so whenever we did that, he'd slap our hand and put your hand out. See, but we learned as we were running, we learned how to breathe while we were running, and it refreshed us. There was a sense as you're running, you get tired, but if you learn how to breathe, and I'm saying this to encourage us to begin to ask the Lord, Lord, show me how to spiritually breathe. What is the purpose? How do I do spiritual breathing? Show me. And I'm not saying that you sit in a chair and breathe. I'm saying it's how God wants to work in us and through us. Job 33:4 tells us that the breath of God is the Spirit of God. And the breath of the Almighty gives me and you life. So Job was basically saying, the breath of Almighty gives me life. So the spiritual breathing is understanding that breath is ours. The breath of God is our life. It gives us life. So if you haven't thought in those terms, begin as I'm speaking, begin as you have time. Begin to understand, just as Job said, the breath of the Almighty gives me life. So that breath is always coming our way. It's not far off. We think it is, but no, it said the breath of God is life to me. There's a quote that I found online. I don't know who wrote it. Since the Spirit of God lives inside of each believer, each person who believes in the Lord Jesus has an ongoing direct access to the breath of life. Isn't that amazing? We have access to that all the time, the breath of life. In Scripture, when it says that God breathed the breath, it says the breath of lives, plural, into Adam. And so we have that. We forget so much. So much as young believers was so important, and we get down, and now I'm such a mature believer. I forget, the breath of God is within me. The breath of lives is in me. And that breath, that understanding how to and grab a hold of that, how to live in that with the breath of lives. So as we go on, you'll see what the purpose of this is. And I want you to have your hearts open for God to speak, for God to move tonight.
What is revival? Simple definition, you revive someone who once had life. Now I want to share a story. About 2 months ago, Lewis shared a word, and it was powerful. He talked about an angel being with him and how God had totally revived him. And I was sitting there, and I was thinking, I need that. I was so dead inside and tired and I've been through a lot of physical things, and it gets you distracted. And when he spoke, all of a sudden I felt this freshness, this hope coming back inside of me. I went up to him afterward and said, I need to be refreshed. I need to be revived. I'm just actually dead inside.
Mm.
And a lot of us have been dead inside before, but we don't want to admit it, because if you admit it, then you're sinning. But I was dead. You revive someone who once had life. Awaken those who have not had life often. An outbreak of revival on them, say, that also can operate in reverse order. First, second, and some believe the 80s may have been third awakening in the U.S. Renewal is when committed Christians are worn out from laboring in the Lord, and God sends a spirit of refreshment that restores them to vibrancy. Refreshing. Having the power to restore freshness, vitality, and energy. Refreshing could also be viewed as invigorating, energizing, restoring, just three sentiments. Refreshing can often precede renewal.
We want to take a few minutes. I want that word, say that with me, refreshing. Refresh. We want to take a few minutes and we want to hone in on this. As we were praying about what we were to share, Todd didn't ask us anything particular. He just should share whatever the Lord brings. So as anyone would do, we began to pray. So, Lord, what does the gathering need? What do we need to share? And as we were praying, I saw not your faces, but I saw the gathering. I saw this group of people. And this was on Monday morning as I was in prayer. And it was as though God let me see the gathering. And what I was seeing as I was contemplating, this is one of Patty's of my favorite words. She said, what are you doing? I says, I'm contemplating. Some people say meditating. I love the word contemplating. So I'm praying in Monday morning and I'm really thinking, Lord, what should we be doing? What is it? As I was seeking, as I was before the Lord praying for tonight, I saw this group. As I said, not individual face, I saw this group tonight. And the gathering, what I sensed from the Spirit of the Lord, I felt a strong sense from the Holy Spirit that there are many that come on Thursday night. Now I asked, because of this, I texted Todd. I said, Todd, what is the purpose of the gathering? And I shared that. And he said, there's others, but we're not there yet. And as I was looking in my spirit and saw the gathering, I felt a strong sense of the Spirit that many that come here need refreshing. As we come in the door, we're in the middle of our work week or whatever we're doing, things are going who knows which way. You know, we all come in from different positions, different lines of thought, different relationships, different work, and we gather. This is not a church. But we come, and as I was asking Todd, what is this all about? Why are we coming all the time? And I appreciated him texting me this morning as he was packing. So, but I saw the gathering, and what I felt the Lord said is, people are coming that need to be refreshed. Does that word mean anything to you tonight? Need to be refreshed. You see, I'm like everyone else, Patty and I, just like you all. We sit often in our stuff, doing our very best to focus, and yet, if I was honest, I really would just love God to just come across and just blow a refreshing wind on me. I need a refreshing wind right now, Lord. Often I'll pray that. Most of the time I don't. My mind is here and there and wonders, but I felt the Lord said, tonight is a night of refreshing. The people coming to the gathering need an experience of refreshing. So I'm asking you to open your heart. The breath of life is within you and me. I'm asking us to keep our hearts open. I believe God is moving right now as we're speaking. I believe that there is a refreshing beginning to move in this place as we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Some passages that I really felt I wanted to share, and I'm sharing, I'm not teaching, please understand. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, so that there may become times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord." That's interesting. I love it. I want the refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And I'm caught with a very first statement. Repent, therefore. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, I'm not asking you to pray any particular. I'm just going to suggest to you, while we're sharing, if under your breath, as you just think about it, maybe the Lord would bring something up. Maybe it's just, "Lord, I'm not trusting you like I should. Lord, I'm getting too busy. Lord, my mind is wandering." Whatever it might be, we start with the Lord saying, "Repent." So times of refreshing. And how many, I know every hand in here, how many of you would like a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord? I mean, how would you not want a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord? We cry out for that. Often we probably have said, "Oh God, we need a refreshing." And maybe I'm not stopped examining Ralph and saying, "Oh, maybe I'm got some stuff that's keeping that refreshing, that breath of life." See, that's the refreshing. It's actually the breath is in us. Now, also God, Holy Spirit, moves in a supernatural way with refreshing that is not here, but it's actually as His presence comes in. We have all prayed at different times and expressed a desire for times of refreshing. I just want to make sure that Ralph is not missing that very first admonition. Repent, Ralph, so times of refreshing can come. I don't want anything holding me away from that time of refreshing. How about you? Don't you want that time of refreshing? Don't we need it? Not just the gathering. You look around the world. You look around in the climate in which all of us are living. And I mean the climate of the world condition. We need a refreshing from God. We need a refreshing. Individually, corporately, wherever you may attend church, if you attend church, maybe at your workplace, it doesn't matter. Your family, I can guarantee you, most families need a refreshing right now. There's so much tension going on in the world. 1 Corinthians 16:18. Paul mentions three men in verses 16 and 17. But I love the way he puts this. He said, well, he's mentioned the three men. Stephanus is one of them. I forget the other two. He says, "For they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge those who are like that." Like what? Refreshers. Acknowledge those who are like what? He says, these guys refreshed my spirit. And of course, he's talking about the church in Corinth. He said, these three guys refreshed our spirits. And he says, to acknowledge those who are like them. What Paul is saying in this passage is he's actually laying out, if you want a little picture of somebody that is a refresher, now we ourselves need to be refreshed, but guess what? We also need to be who? Refreshers. You see, as God refreshes me, I'm going to be able to refresh Charles. As God refreshes Kathy, she's going to be able to refresh somebody. As Patty, so it's not just, "Oh God, refresh me. Please refresh me so that I can become a carrier of refreshing." That's what we're talking about. Philemon 1:7, "For we have much joy and comfort in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother." Isn't that quite a statement? I'm just saying this. Can you imagine somebody that you know, maybe family, maybe friend, maybe a church member, come up to you and say, and looks at you and says, "My heart has been refreshed through you." And you weren't doing anything but just being who you are, full of the Holy Spirit, with the breath of life within us moving, not dormant, not just sitting there for Ralph. But wouldn't it be amazing? I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be amazing if you encounter this? I just got to tell you, man, you've been such a refreshing to me. I don't know about you. I mean, and I'm not. We would not do it to get the accolades. But wouldn't that be amazing? That's what Paul is talking about here. The first thing he says in Corinthians, you've refreshed my spirit. Then he says, the hearts of people have been refreshed. See, it's not just our flesh. We can refresh one another's spirit man. And we can refresh one another's physical, their heart, representing their physical. Refreshing can and should come at times from those around us. In fact, you and me should be as those Paul said, as brothers and sisters, as he was declaring that these have been refreshing me. And in Philemon 1:20, he says, yes, brother, let me have joy from you. I love that. I'm not too happy right now. I'm having a struggle. I'm really sure. Man, I'd love some joy. Have you got some joy you can share with me tonight,
yes,
brother?
Yes, I do.
You know, hey, do we ever make a statement like, no, I'm too embarrassed. I would hate to admit that I'm not filled with joy. But man, right now, I need some joy. You got anything to share with me?
Yes, I do.
Yes. I know you do. Yeah. See, these are examples of refreshing from the breath in us. It's the breath of God in us that is actually coming out of our lips, our actions, and it's refreshing others as we engage and come in contact with. And we don't do it for accolades. The spirit of refreshment says, don't lose your place, Ref. The spirit of refreshment that restores them to vibrancy. Oh, I'm sorry, there it is. Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. And Paul, understanding he needs to be refreshed, says, brothers, refresh my spirit, refresh my heart.
How do we refresh others? Proverbs 11:25 says, it's a simple proverb. If you refresh others, you get refreshed too. Webster's tells us that refresh means to restore strength and animation, to freshen up, to restore or maintain our renewed supply. I've got two examples. Ralph and I went through a hellacious thing back in 2010.
And yeah.
We came back to Columbia, and I had a friend that kept calling me. She said, why won't you talk to me? You've been back 4 months. I just don't want to talk to you. Didn't want to talk to anybody. And so finally we got together, and she gave me one prophetic word. And when she said it, I said, what'd you just say? And she repeated it over to me about 3 times. So I came home to Ralph and I said, Karen gave us this word. And so we started praying in the spirit and getting on our face, laying down on our front room floor and crying to God and praying in tongues and seeking God. And the word that she gave, was a prophetic word like we've never had. Very short. This is what's going to happen. And we had 2 different places, 2 different things to go through, and it happened. But it was such a refreshing word. Charles and Kathy have given me words. I've been used prophetically. And then I went through a phase of just nothing. Just felt like I said before, I felt like I was dried up. And they would come up and say something to me, and it would refresh me. It would bring life to me. Ralph has, my kids have. We've had friends that have just, you know, I remember a word you gave me 15 years ago. I'm thinking, you remember that word? Oh, yeah, it's happened. I'm thinking, wow. You know, you always want God to watch over His word and perform it. And you don't ever want to get a word that's not from God. You know, but being refreshed like that, It's awesome to have friends that can come into your life that you've known for a long time, and then all of a sudden them say something. I remember when this happened, and you said this to me. Or I remember when you gave me this word. It's just refreshing. It's like going out on the beach. Some people get refreshed being at the beach. I don't. But I love going to the mountains. I love being refreshed by the breeze and just sitting out. I love being refreshed by my kids. You know, my kids can call me and say, you know, Mama, I was thinking about this that happened a few years ago. I think you really did a good job. And you're thinking, wow. Because usually I'm being taught by my kids. Because I'm just 74 now. And, you know, my kids know more than me, not really. But, you know, how they want to teach you stuff and tell you stuff. And you're kind of like, I know where you're going to, but I already know the answer. But being refreshed is a blessing. It's a blessing when you're refreshed to immediately give it away. Don't keep it and don't keep holding all this, I'm refreshed, I'm built up. Be sure and give it away.
Amen. You know, we saw the gathering and as we were seeing from the Spirit, it was as though God wants to blow a wind through our group from the right to the left. It's just like there's a spiritual wind that we need to expect. The Holy Spirit can move in such a way to actually bring forth the refreshing of our heart and our mind, those two areas particularly. And there's also the wind of the Spirit to bring forth a refreshing in our bodies. Some people would probably say, Ralph, the thing I really need is I am worn slap out. I can't hardly pick up one foot to go to the other. I'm saying tonight, God is faithful and Holy Spirit is able to refresh even into our physical stature because there's nothing limited. And see, remember, the breath of life is in us. So it's a natural thing for His breath to blow because He's mixing with what's in here already. And sometimes the wind is not coming from out there, it's coming from within here. It's the breath of life. As we seek the Lord, as we say, God, I need that refreshing. Don't be surprised if sitting in your room with your hands lifted up and your eyes open and you just begin to sense something from the innermost beginning to rise. That's the breath of God. See, we nailed it. The breath is in us. We talk about Jesus is in us. Yes, but the Scripture says His breath is in us. How many of you thought about that recently? I haven't. I have to be honest. When I read that passage, I said, man, yes, of course the breath is there. Holy Spirit's there. Jesus is, yeah. But I never thought about the breath. The very breath of God is within us. Why? Part of it is to refresh His people. Some of it is going to come like a door blowing open and coming across this gathering. I'm believing tonight, but I'm believing this is not just tonight. As we come together, that we come with an expectancy that wind blows across this gathering. And, you know, again, what is the purpose? I'm presenting one of the reasons we come, and I'm going to send this to Todd, is we need to be refreshed. If we're honest, a lot of us are involved in many different things. Some of you are out on the streets ministering. Many of you are moving by faith. You're reaching great areas of you're limited and you're looking at, God, how am I going to make it tomorrow? And you come here hoping that this evening something will happen that will take me to the next. I'm believing that as we gather, as we come in addition to what Todd is believing that this gathering is for, let's come with an expectancy. God, refresh us through the worship. You know, that's one wonderful way is the worship refreshes us. But how else? The wind of the Holy Spirit may come across this anytime, maybe any week it may come, maybe tonight. But guess what? I can refresh you. Amen. Because I have the breath of life in me. You may say, well, I don't know what my ministry is. Your ministry may be just to come up and bless somebody with your lips. That may be all that you're called to do today. Just, Lord, use me. Let your breath come out and refresh someone. Does that make sense? You guys getting this? The breath of life is in us. I want to tell you a story that goes way back. And it's about worship. That man sitting on the back row back there that slipped in. Shannon Hebert, we were in Charleston. Years ago, he's heard this story, and he's tired of me proclaiming this story because I say it so often. We were in Charleston, and there was a special speaker. Her name was Marianne Brown, very, very prophetic woman, and Shannon was leading worship. And he came on the platform. He said, you know, we don't have time to go from the praise all the way up to the worship. We don't have time to sort of stir this thing up. I'm going to ask you to believe with me, when I strum the guitar, the Spirit of God's going to drop in this place. He started strumming and singing, and the Spirit of God. And you talk about refreshing. There was nobody in that place who could hardly even stand up. Because that man's faith was, I'm believing God is going to do something when I strum. He refreshed 300 or 400 people with the just believing for something that was out of the ordinary, because you know we got to do the three fast songs and then transfer them, and then we got to get into the slow worship. I'm teasing, that's sort of old hat. But Shannon was one of these men. He just said, I'm believing God's, the presence is going to drop. And he did it with his instrument. So I'm asking us, the breath of God is in here as we come to the gathering. Come to be used. Come to let God use the breath from you to bless someone else.
You know, one thing on Sunday is not the only time that God wants to touch you.
Yeah.
You know, every single day. You know, you can wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I give you myself, and all of a sudden here he comes. I used to think, well, only on Sunday, you know, Sunday God's going to move. And I've got 6 other days where he can move. You know, 6 other days. So let's start Monday, Lord, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And on Sunday, there's an explosion, or it can be in the middle of the week. But it's not just on a certain day. It's every day that he's with us, every day that he's breathing in us, every day he wants to speak to us, every day he wants us to lay hands on people, every day he wants us to hear his voice, every day he wants us to see him, not just on Sundays.
Yeah, as we think about the refreshing, and we look at revival, awakening, renewal, and refreshing, I think the body of Christ, in large parts, needs a refreshing. We're crying out for revival. You know, you revive, as Patty was saying, you revive something that was dead, that once had life. And that's us. And then the word awakening is awakening those that don't even know anything about what it is that we understand. And then the renewal. But I love the word refreshing. I really feel like God showed me, and I hope you receive it. I saw this group, and I'm asking, Holy Spirit, would you move across this room tonight with a spirit of refreshing for those that are weary, those that are saying, I'm just a bit undone tonight. I just don't know what to do tomorrow. I don't know what to do with my challenging schedule. I don't know what to do with my family situation. Lord, tonight, we're believing for that refreshing. I want you to just ponder on that for a moment. I'm going to ask Charles and Kathy to come up, if you don't mind. I'm going to have them do something, if you don't mind, brother. If you'll look right over there on that little chair in that box, and there's 2 plates there. I don't know that we've ever done this, but I distinctly felt the Lord said, I want to refresh, and one of the things I want you to do is have communion together. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 32. Was that 2, 4? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 5. Charles, can you see if we got about 35? I really felt like the Lord wanted us to participate. Patty and I were encouraged many years ago by a good prophet, brother, friend of ours. He said, you all need to take communion daily. Now, I'll be honest with you. Occasionally we miss it. We get busy. We get out the door without it. But if you're going to receive communion daily, you know, you can buy these communion elements online. I'd encourage you, if you're not taking communion daily, consider it. Pray about it. Don't do it because Ralph said to. Do it if you feel like the love of the Lord. I believe as Patty and I receive communion and we share it together, there's a refreshing in that communion meal that comes every morning. You guys, they're about 35? Okay, good, good. Yeah, why don't you just, if you don't mind, just pass those around. You all just take one of these. We've never done this in that I'm aware of, maybe had before we started attending. But let's all, we're going to just share communion. And then we're going to pray, and you all are going to pray, and we're going to listen in a few minutes after we do communion. We're going to listen to a very, very refreshing song. Open your hearts. I just really believe that God wants to move. Are you sensing a sense of His presence right now? I really sense He's just beginning to move. Holy Spirit's just wanting to move right now. And Lord, we come to You. Just, if you don't mind, if you pray in tongues, that would be fine. If you just want to pray in any way, Holy Spirit, just come. Come in this place right now. We need to be refreshed. If that's you tonight, just say, Lord, I need a refreshing. I need a refreshing right now. I need refreshing. I'm willing to admit I need to be refreshed right now. Holy Spirit, come and do what only You can do. Even through this communion meal, Lord, we know what this meal means to You. We know what it symbolizes. We know, Lord, that on that night, You gathered Your disciples and You broke that bread and said, this is My body broken for You. And You took that cup. And I know those men needed refreshing just as we're saying tonight, Lord, things were happening they did not understand. I bet they were sitting at that table confused, wondering what in the world is this man doing? And Lord, tonight we pray, Holy Spirit, that through this communion meal, we have that sense of refreshing. Come, do what only You can do. And Lord, I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus as we receive this meal. If there's healing needed in this room for Patty, for anyone else, just lift your hand up. Healing of any kind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we declare the blood of Jesus and the broken body of Jesus. We thank You, Lord. Father God, we thank You that Your Son gave His life, not only for our salvation, not only to call us Your sons and daughters, but Lord, for our healing and our restoration. So I declare right now that the healing power of God would move as we receive these elements. Charles and Kathy, thank you so much for this. Thank you. If you want to go ahead and open up your cup and your wafer. Sometimes they do, and apologize, sometimes a little bit sticky. Patty and I particularly buy this particular meal because it's called the miracle meal. Not promoting it, but it is, we love the name of it, miracle meal. And but occasionally the top gets a little bit sticky. So do the best you can to open it up. You got trouble? Anybody having problems with it? Yeah. Take just a minute. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. We're not in a hurry tonight. We're waiting on that refreshing. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Has everybody got yours open? Having some trouble still? My apology. I'm sorry. Yes. You got it? Okay. Is everybody else okay? If you're having trouble, we can get you another one if you need to. Sorry, sometimes they are a little bit frustrating. Did you get it? Okay. You got yours, brother? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the idea is to try to do it without it spilling all over you. Charles, you have any more? If you're having trouble, let's try another one. Apologize, ma'am. Are you still? You got yours? Okay. Let's see, Charles, you got one there for my friend. Yeah. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. You got it? You got it? Okay. Everybody else okay? You got it open? Yeah, sorry if you had trouble. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, it's worth it. Hallelujah. Sweetie, why don't you do the bread if you don't mind? Break your bread.
Holy Father, we thank you, Lord, for your broken body. We thank you, Lord, for the stripes on your back. You said, by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your word and healed us.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, thank you for seeing so insignificant for what you did for us. The Lord will say thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, the fact that you would even say, do this in remembrance of me. Lord, what a pleasure to do this in the remembrance of you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we lift this bread before
you. Thank you, Lord.
We say thank you, Lord, for your broken body.
Yes.
Thank you that it brings healing to us. And Lord, we say in remembrance of you.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. And the Bible says in the same manner, he lifted that cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Lord, may this little cup tonight, as we take this by faith, Lord, we put great faith in this meal for the power, the wonder-working power of the precious blood of the Lamb. We thank you. And Lord, as we receive this tonight, we receive it as the very blood of Jesus that was poured out for us. And Lord, within that, may the healing power move. May the refreshing power of the Holy Spirit, may the breath of God in us make a difference tonight as we receive this blood of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we close, I still want you to have the sense of, Lord, I'm open for your refreshing. I'm open for your refreshing. You may not have walked in here with any sense of worry, concern. You may say, Ralph, I can't relate. I don't need to be refreshed. Well, thank you, Lord, for that. Most of us, to some level or another, probably would need and appreciate just a refreshing of the Spirit of God tonight. About 4 years ago, when most of us were struggling through the pandemic and we were faced with things we never thought, some places in the U.S. and in the world could not even attend church, couldn't come together, told not to go to your neighbor's house, told not to go to your family, you don't have a birthday party, everybody's going to die. You know, we were in such turmoil back in those days. But there was a song that came out, and Patty and I love to think about songs. So you remember that song about 5 or 6 years ago? Then you remember that song? And we have these moments where a song bursts on, and it's like, where did that come from? And it has something of the power of the Holy Spirit in it. It's like there's an anointing, and you know, wow, this is something very special. I'm not trying to build up the song. I just believe that the Lord told Patty and I, play this song as we close. And I'm going to ask you, if you want to stand up and lift your hands, if you want to say, God, use this to refresh my spirit. Lord, use this song right now to refresh my mind. If you want to sing with them, you're all going to know this song probably. But if you want to lay on the floor and let Holy Spirit just saturate you, you're welcome to do whatever. If you want to just sit still in His presence, that's fine. But I want you to just receive this. I feel that the Lord said, close with this song. It's about 5 or 6 minutes long, a little long. And I just want you to receive it and enjoy.